Okay, all right, folks. Back here tonight, we're gonna get the pledge. Okay, very right. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we're gonna have a public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction and in its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. We have this beautiful little timer come up. Please step up to the speaker's podium, and if applicable, which it is, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name, especially if it's a difficult one. Thank you. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Okay, do we have approval of the minutes for October 16th, 2025? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm sorry, who did the approval?
All of us approved.
Oh, I just didn't hear if there was a person that motioned. Sorry, thank you.
Okay, approval of the agenda for December 11th, 2025. Tonight. We have
motion
to approve.
Second.
And all approved?
Aye.
All approved. So our first item tonight is to receive a presentation from Nevada Energy representative.
He is not here.
He's not here.
He has had to waylay till January, so my apologies.
Gotcha. Okay, we're going to have a report from Indian Springs Library.
Hello everyone, my name is Chris Singer and I am the library assistant here. Not a lot is changing at the library right now. We're just continuing our programs that we've had, including Legos and Lunch. It's every Tuesday from 2:30 to 4:30. It encourages the kids out to get a free 3-square meal and just have Lego building time. Also, segue into the fact that we have free lunches for kids every single day we're open. So the weekdays, that'll be from 2:30 to 4:30, and on Saturdays, that's 1 to 3. We're still running our free yoga classes every Tuesday at 10 a.m. The library is closed during that time, and we have an actual instructor come in and teach. She alternates mat yoga and chair yoga. It's a lot of fun, and she does a really good job modifying the moves so everybody of every capability can participate. Our next true crime is December 17th. It's a little bit early in the month because of the holidays. We're asking everyone to bring their own true crime case that they want to discuss. What interests you? Tell us what we can do better. Coming in January, we do have a few new things coming. We are going to be continuing our family paint night on Thursday, January 29th at 5 p.m. We do ask for registration, so we make sure we have enough paint and canvases for everybody to participate, and we're excited to bring that back. Again, also something we're super excited for is Jet's going to start her monthly watercolor classes back up in January. So we're excited for that. We've missed her classes. Also, keep an eye out. We are going to be working with the school, and we're going to be trying to bring a chess club to the library and youth volunteering program to focus more on the middle school and up, because we know junior honors and different things that they require hours, and we're going to try and find ways to get them that. Let's see. And I think that's it. Just keep an eye out for more information. If you have any questions, stop at the library, talk to Jet, myself, and Justine. We're always willing to answer questions.
Jet's going to do her watercolor when?
She doesn't have set times yet. She's looking at availability, but it's going to be a minimum of once a month. Gotcha.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. Mr. Gary.
Good evening, everybody. Gary Judd, Volunteer Fire Chief. Had 150, 160 calls so far this year. I think we're down a little bit. We haven't had very many people to run. Creature's been taking care of most of that. 21st and
19th and 20th.
19th and 20th is December. We'll be doing our Santa delivery. If you guys have children, please get your requests in early. Because if you don't, you did last minute, we're going to charge you double. Because we have these ladies here that.
Hey.
We have these ladies here that are helping us, and they're the ones doing it for us. So, and we don't need everybody to just come in all at once. Just get all your stuff in. If you're burning fires, you need to call me. You need to text me. You need to call me or one of my guys. Let us know. You need to have a hose there by your fire. You need to be present at all times. You need to get in touch with me. The fire cannot be no bigger than, I'm going to say, 6x6. We don't need nothing 30x30. You cannot burn furniture. You cannot burn pallets. The only thing you burn is leaves and lumber off the tree. You can't burn your lumber out of Home Depot, your excess 2x4s, whatever. The lumber coming out of the lumber yards, they have chemicals on them, so we are restricted from burning that. It's Clark County law. Actually, nobody's supposed to be burning anything unless you go down and get a permit. But they granted me the authority to let you guys burn if we are told. What happens is this whole town is basically sets me underneath this mountain, and you can see everything from the base. And Creech sees it, and then they get their trucks rolling. They're like, "Hey, Gary, what the hell is going on?" So. Please get a hold of me. If you don't, I will call the fire prevention and have them come out and write you a ticket. Any questions? I ain't being a sourpuss about this, but I've been preaching this, and it's not catching on. So, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, we have a report from the Metropolitan Police Department. Yeah.
My sergeant is absent today. I'm Joshua Zuna, one of the officers out here. He sent me with some stats. I want to say there was 86 proactive events for this month. That seems correct. And then we have 181 arrests and citations, I think, for the year. Or possibly this month, not sure. He just sent me some numbers. So, any questions besides that? There's a lot of events here. Event numbers get generated for a lot, for fire department, for stops, car stops, person stops. That's it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nevada Highway Patrol, I don't know what we have tonight. So we're up to Creech Air Force Base. Anybody from Creech? Okay, then we got Creech Air Force Base Fire Department.
Ramon Fitzgerald, Fire Chief of Creech Air Force Base Fire Emergency Services. Just talk about emergencies. 2024. For the whole year, we had 280 responses. So far in 2025, we're up to 312. 219 of those are mutual aid responses off base. Last year, we had 212 total for the year. Matched fires that were part of the off base responses, still only 3 for the year, same as 2024. The major incident that we had was a Honda Civic versus a semi-tractor trailer on November the 4th. Luckily, the person in the Honda Civic, even though with the tractor trailer went into it 24 inches, the driver still got out with minor injuries, was transported, maybe by a Honda Civic. I don't know. Any questions? All right. Thank you. Mr. Sable.
Good Good evening, everybody. I'm Brent with the Creech Fire Department, fire investigator, fire inspector. You guys all remember National Night Out, right? That we were planning on doing? Well, guess what? Remember, it got canceled thanks to the government shutdown. So, how many of you guys have heard about the grand reopening for the park that's coming up in January?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet.
Oh.
We haven't got to that part.
Should I not steal your thunder?
You're good.
Okay. So
I'll answer the question when they say, when's it going to open?
All right.
And,
yeah. Okay, so they're having a grand reopening of the Indian Springs Park over here on January 10th. So we decided we're going to combine the grand opening of the park and kick off the National Night Out thing again, even though it's not national and it's not nighttime. So it's going to be during the day. So they are planning on having a ribbon cutting for the park. That's going to be at 11. But some of the things we got planned over there, of course, I got fun here, free food. We're going to have world's best corn dogs, Oh My Lumpia. We got them confirmed also.
Good.
There's going to be some information, displays, demonstrations, fire safety. We're going to have our bounce house over there. If you guys remember the great big monstrosity we had last year. LVMPD is going to do some crime prevention stuff. We're going to have some prizes, raffle prizes. Every adult will get one free raffle ticket. And I've got, I want to say, 30-some raffle prizes. Five of those are $100 gas gift cards from Terrible's. So that's a pretty good enticement to bring everybody over there. So some of the agencies that we've got planned yet to come up there is us, of course, Creech Fire, Clark County Fire, Air Force Security Forces. I've been in talks with them. They kind of said that since it's on a Saturday, they got to see if they can get some of their people to come up to help work it. I got confirmation the FBI is going to be out there. Red Rock Search and Rescue, that's still up in the air. Clark County Schools, or Clark County School Police, I guess, is going to be up there. AMR Ambulance, Las Vegas Metro, and NHP is supposed to be there. There might be some from the Clark County Library. You're, no?
We don't know.
Yeah, because it's a weekend, so that's kind of, yeah, I get it. EDF Renewable Energy is going to be out there. So let's see here. AT&T. And then,
whoa.
Huh?
Oh, whoa.
There's a lot of things bad about that situation.
Yeah. Well, I see the truck out there. So anyway, so we've got like, I want to say I got about 13 fire extinguishers to raffle off that I got from a company in town, or two companies in town actually, donated fire extinguishers. And I got about 20-some gift cards from places such as Starbucks, Buffalo Wild Wings, Subway, Lowe's, all those. I got a nice drill and driver set also. That's a nice raffle prize that somebody's going to win. So, yeah, we got some nice stuff. So that's on Saturday, January 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I got a few flyers here if anybody wants one.
And have already posted those?
What's that?
Have they been posted around town?
These were just kind of just
hot
created.
Off the presses.
Yeah,
and do you plan to do mailers again?
It's hard to say.
Do I have this one?
Yeah, I sent it to your email.
Okay, yep,
Brent, you know what we can do? We can actually, if you didn't send this to me already,
I think you did, but
let's double check. We can make it into a postcard and have it sent from the county.
Is this going
to
be
everybody, so.
Too busy for a postcard?
One side.
Okay.
Because the other side will be the address, so
right.
That is something we can look at doing. So
okay.
Let's,
so.
Michelle, can we ask Rich to send it out?
I was just going to say, but Rich is also going to be looking to do, yeah.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Okay, so now we have a report from Clark County Parks and Recs.
Yeah, I don't know that much. There's nothing exciting going on.
Oh, stop now.
As excited as we are for the grand opening of the park, it will technically be open before then. I don't have an exact date, though. They're waiting to do their final walkthrough. They keep saying mid-December, which would technically be next week. So fingers crossed that but that's what happens because I have a lot of kids asking when it's going to open. As for us at Parks and Rec, we have open rec during winter break. That'll be the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, both weeks of winter break. And the children have to be 7 or older to come by themselves. If they're younger and the parent wants to come sit with them, that is completely fine. Toddler time, we will be moving it in February. We're running it Mondays right now, taking January off, and we will be moving to Tuesdays in February. So that makes it a little more convenient. The last thing I have going is I'm getting ready for my 2026 youth baseball season. Believe it or not, I have all my coaches except my T-ball coaches. I think I'm maybe missing one set. I might have all, but I might be missing one set. So if you know anyone that's interested in coaching, I have a meeting next Tuesday, the 16th at 6 p.m. So, and I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else going on. I want to say thank you to the Volunteer Fire Department. Over the weekend, they did their Parade of Lights. They had taken a year off, and it was sorely missed, and I believe, Gary, you guys had a pretty good turnout, 14 or so people that took part.
Yeah, it was
great.
Well, I thought it was really good.
Great.
It was wonderful.
But I just want to say thank you for bringing it back. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to Fire Truck Santa.
Tracy, what are the open rec hours?
12 to 4.
My kids enjoyed it. All right, now we have a report from our Clark County Administrative Services.
Okay, let's see all the fun stuff that's fit to print.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to see you all out here tonight. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison for Commissioner April Becker here. And a few fun things to report. You got a little bit of a smattering from some of the others that are here tonight. The biggest one that we want to let you know is, yes, that park is going to be opening, and we're very excited on January 10th to go ahead and have a celebration not only for the grand opening, reopening of the park, but also to partner back and make it a national afternoon out and have some fun with that and bring out the community for this. So please spread the word for that day. Otherwise, I would like to let you know we have our newest bulletins from Commissioner Becker and all the news is fit to print and the exciting things that are going on. And I have a few copies. I can go ahead and leave them here for anyone that likes to take them. Or if you haven't signed up for it already, that beautiful QR code that is about as big as you can get, right back there, you can scan it with your phone and sign up and it'll be delivered to your inbox. Easy peasy. Yay! Look, here, Miss Jamie. If you are free tomorrow night, we have a holiday market that we are doing down in Mountain Crest Park. Normally our farmer's market that we do twice a month down there, but tomorrow night it is a holiday market. What's special about this is that we have Santa coming. We will have a train there for a trackless train there for the kids. We have cookie decorating, we have ornament making, and just added, we are going to have reindeer, which are miniature cows that you can come and check out. They do like cow cuddles, and they will be there with Santa. So come check it out if you are available. This is at Mountain Crest Park from 4 to 8 tomorrow. Now, the one other thing I want to bring about, which I know Tracy just said she also received a friendly note. I received a friendly note in the mail in regard to someone, a concerned citizens. About some of the things around town, specifically for maybe some of the trailer park areas. And while we do appreciate this, and we did post it on your Facebook page, we need addresses. So if you have a concern, or you can report it to Clark County Fix It, and then you can go ahead and you can do that anonymously as well. If there are any challenges that you have with what is happening out here, but otherwise, I'd be happy to help. I just need more specifics, meaning addresses, to go ahead and send our code enforcement out to check up on these things. Last but not least, and most exciting, thank you. We have some seniors here from Indian Springs High School to come and check out what it means to have community meetings and all the things that are going on here.
And so I thank Jamie, because I believe you were instrumental in having that transpire. So we are thrilled to have you here tonight. We hope to see you at future meetings. Bring your friends, because there's a lot of information to be had. So any questions tonight?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you all. Come get some cow cuddles tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, nothing more planning and zoning. Some general business discussion. Discussion on the Community Development Advisory Committee, CDAC.
That's
the open space.
The CDAC.
So the Community Development Advisory Council.
Council.
And so,
No.
It is actually county. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone, it's specifically for someone on the board, that if you are interested, there are four meetings that you would need to attend, and they would be in February and March. And it is advising in regard to funds that are made available to the county, how they should be distributed to various organizations.
Specifically for board members? It's not just community?
Nope, it's specifically for board members. For if any of you would like to volunteer, I would just put your name, submit your name, and then you need to fill out an application. So it is not required, but...
Days, times, and location
of the meetings. You hate to volunteer and have to back out.
Yeah, I understand. Let me double check on that, because I know I probably have it on my phone.
Okay.
How do you sign up?
No, you just have to. So if anybody is interested, you would need to put your name forward.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight.
Okay. Is anybody here interested in this one? Well, we're just telling her we're interested.
Yeah.
And then she gets active.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm interested.
So you have an interest here.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'm a board member. I do have a question about something you mentioned. Okay. Just about funds from the county level for different organizations. That's the word you use. When you refer to organizations, funding from the county, are we talking about organizations that fall under the government sphere or just... organizations in general? Do you know
501c3s, if that could be, sorry, a little bit more.
Okay.
Sorry on that. And then I'm still becoming familiar with some of these as well.
I read through, it was like 26 pages.
Yeah.
They know when that word organization, that's a broad word. So the moment they know, oh, it's for 501c3, 503bc, or whatever it may be, that may help them with their decision of, yes, we want to be involved, or we'll pass. Just a recommendation.
Very well. I appreciate that note. And I'm going to see if I can get the... Let me get back to you real quick. I'm going to check an email on dates and...
Besides Kanani, was anybody else interested?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Get the hand up.
I mean, depending on the days and times, yeah.
Okay.
So all four possible, depending on... Okay.
Yes.
Oh, all four of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. And Luke is not present because of a very serious situation, but he may be interested also.
Okay. He was here for a second, wasn't he? I thought he
got shot tonight.
That's what I thought.
So he had to go take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just because he ran out pretty
quick. We'll hesitantly put Luke down?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me get this real quick.
Okay. So we got that. So now our discussion on our calendar, the budget, in the spring's fiscal budget. You don't have a budget. Does anybody have a budget?
It's more of like a wish list, things that we would like to see.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to take place, but just kind of things that if it becomes available through, you know, this budget of sorts, that could become... Just kind of a wish list, like I said.
Did we have a previous wish list that we could go off of what we haven't received and what we still like to receive?
I'm sure that there was one from last December.
Are we talking about the funds?
No.
That's different.
So you're talking about.
Here, and I'll back up to.
Like, I think one of the things that was mentioned was a scoreboard for the softball field, things of that nature.
A Little League park, a Little League ballpark was on the. Lighted walking
paths. Lighted walking paths through the town. Thank you for saying that. That was one of them. Let me look to see if I can find the agenda.
There was some netting requests for the baseball field as well.
I'm sorry?
I believe there was netting requests.
Yeah, for the netting dugout, and then for fly balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baseball. Okay.
And where were the funds coming netting. From?
This is just if the county has extra funds that are available.
And we're talking right now about adding to that list? Or are we going to put
this is an overall wish list, yes.
Come back to us later with their wish list.
This is just an overall wish list of things as a community that we would like to see. Okay.
Because we should have a walking path on McFarland. On the my opinion is it would be on the west side of the street, and if it had to be
like on the DOT side of the yard where everybody walks.
Yeah, right.
So when you're driving down McFarland,
okay.
Leaving here,
okay.
It'll be on the left.
You'll see them around Vegas and stuff where they just take a little 3 to 4 foot
and it's
blacktop.
Yeah,
they blacktop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
down asphalt. The side of the street, so baby carriages and stuff like that can go down.
Right.
Because they'll say, oh, just make it out of gravel. You can't push nothing on the gravel.
Right.
They take and give us a little strip down that side. They take people off of the street because we have baby carriages and everything else. And we also have people in their wheelchairs strolling down McFarland.
Right.
Okay.
So,
got it.
There's the baby.
Backing up here, so real quick, the Community Resource Management began its implementation of this program. We have worked extensively with our Citizen Committee and the Community Development Advisory Committee, whose purpose is to review and make recommendations on projects to the Board of County Commissioners to receive federal, state, and local funding. This 30-plus member committee is composed of town board representatives, at-large community representatives selected by the Board of County Commissioners, and members chosen by the participating cities. CDAC meets in the winter and early spring every year to provide recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners on the allocation of emergency solution grant and home LIHTF program. I will get you the dates. And they meet in person. It is at, let's see, the meeting date. The next one will be on February 4th at 6 p.m. in the evening, in person, at 1600 Pinto Lane in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this wish list would be something that we would basically be discussing what we would want for this advisory board.
Two separate things.
Sorry.
Two different things.
Yep. Gotcha. My bad.
Okay. So we've got the budget discussed, figured out at the moment.
I mean, is there anyone in the community
mm-hmm.
that would like to throw in an idea or something you'd like seen? It's not just for the board, it's for the entire town to
mm-hmm.
discuss.
And is it only for tonight to be submitted, or?
We're a little behind. I know, that you would like to have had a little time, but I mean, we probably can still.
Maybe not the next town board meeting, but
right.
if
you can
like maybe email one of us.
Yeah.
Ideas,
mm-hmm.
then that could be work.
Both of you or one of
either,
you?
Either or.
Okay.
It'll get to the same place.
It will. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Then. So we'll
leave
that up to.
How much would the funding be? Like a couple $1,000s or is it just like blanketed to see how much is left over? Kind of.
That's why it's a wish list. So, you know, shoot for the stars and
mm-hmm.
hope for the best kind of situation.
Exactly.
Okay, so we just covered both of those. Now we're into the 2026 calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was just the net lamp and the scoreboard and then the lighted walking path. The lighted walking path or a walking path along the front. Did they hear anything else? What's
the same? Same springs, yep. Same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So.
You want to go through the dates to make sure everything is kosher.
They just did.
We all looked through it just now.
Yep.
Would you like to look with us?
Okay.
I look through ahead of time, so.
Okay. I was just, it's different each board. Some of them go through them, each one, and they go, yes, that works. That's, and make sure they're not like a holiday or anything like that.
Our dates are the same on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. So, any second for the two?
So it's still the third Tuesday of the 21st. So it is before on the 16th. Because Tuesday, see it showing Tuesday, March 31st at the top. And then April 1st, April 1st. March 31st. So we get April, right?
Oh.
We sent it off, so that's why. Yep.
So we have a.
She motioned, she took the motion.
All in favor, approved?
Yeah, yep, aye.
Okay, all approved, calendar.
Awesome.
Okay. Calendar, okay, comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdictions will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on any item. Okay, comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Timer's still sitting here. Jamie can have it back. And please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your name. If any member of the board wishes to extend time or doesn't want the person up at the podium, they can just sit down again.
Thank you.
This will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anyone like to comment tonight?
Yeah, 3 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
Herb Atkins, Atkins with a D, address 675 Turtleback Falls Avenue. Ready?
Ready.
Say it. Go. I want to thank the board for the work that you guys have done. This is my wife and I's last meeting that we'll be attending here.
No.
Those of you know that we're moving out of the area, but I want to do this in a public setting, in a public venue. You guys keep up the work you're doing. Keep pressing. Keep doing what you need to do. You guys keep doing what you need to do. Hopefully, we'll get more people coming out. I think back in August, we had a big meeting, and it was one person there. It was me.
That's so, why we're going to miss you.
So I would say this. My high school folks, keep coming out. Keep finding out what the adults are talking about. It ain't always boring. Just come on out and find out what we're doing. All the support services, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you, Gary. I did try to call you today, so I had Dean contact you to make sure you knew what I was burning. All right? Again, thank you so much. Blessings to each of you. We are leaving the country. We're heading to Nairobi, Kenya. So we're out of here in 2 weeks. So take care of yourselves. Blessings to you. Dean, thank you. Everybody else, thank you. And that's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank you, Herb.
And they both do.
Yes, thank you very much. I need to work over this. Since I forgot to mention that I came over late, I will not be here for the January meeting.
Oh, okay.
Tracy Hess, 243 Triple Fall Street. Tomorrow is Food Pantry. We have them the second and fourth Fridays of the month. They run from 10 to noon. We have started a new procedure because we have issues with people lining up sometimes and people getting mad, whatever the case may be. We put cones out now. So we ask nobody to line up until the cones have been removed. With that, tomorrow, it's the first time we have the Animal Foundation coming out. And tomorrow they're bringing dog food. This one's for the dogs. So they will be there from 10 to 12 to hand out dog food as well. The holiday food pantry will be the Tuesday before Christmas, so this month it is the 23rd of December. We like to try to put that out there in advance so everybody knows that we will do it before the holiday. I cannot guarantee that there will be any turkeys or hams or anything like that because we did not get them at Thanksgiving. If you have any questions, let me know. You can get hold of me outside of this anytime you want to. Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Kurt Linhart, L-E-N-H-A-R-D-T, 330 West Winston Lane. I ride my bike up to the dump and
run
around.
You got a lot more energy than I do.
And more people are taking their trash up there, and it's really starting to build up. I mean, there, a lot of people aren't even going up there. They're just on the road up, on Old Van Road. They're dumping, and they're going behind and dumping. I mean, you know, we used to have the cleanup. We had like 16, 20 dumpsters, and they would all be full. I think we did it quarterly or semi-annually, and all those dumpsters, you know, were full every time we had that, the town cleanup. I think we need to bring it back or something.
So we've looked into that, and the problem is Republic Services doesn't want to bring them out here because you get things like the paint and the batteries and things that are not supposed to be disposed of in these dumpsters, so they get set beside it, and then nobody comes back to clean those things up. That is what we were told when we called them. We don't want to be involved in it because this is what happens, and then who's responsible because you just have these other things that can't be hauled off.
Is it possible to go through another company?
We've tried.
Not...
Same thing.
Really?
Because they're hazardous. You can't put them in those dumpsters, so they don't want to get involved with that. I know that Russell's not here tonight, but he had said something to me at one point that BLM was looking into doing something, but it would be strictly for...
Dump road.
The dump road. Which is where most of the complaint seems to be right now. I'll just have to touch base with him, or Josh can touch base to see where that stands, because that would be helpful. And I know on that note, somebody recently found some puppies that had been abandoned on Dump Road, so that's also becoming a problem apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that as well.
Yeah. Well, eventually it's going to have to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
You know,
so I'll
but who's going to clean it up?
I'll reach out to...
Right here, this butthead sitting here does it half the time. I take my little trailer up there, and then I've had a few other people go up and help me. We picked up the 6 mattresses and stuffed them in the garbage cans. Our dumpster's over on my street, stuff like that. And that load that's up there now, I'll probably get it in a few days and stuff like that. But at some point, I don't want to do that because these...
People.
Thank you. Go and do that. I was going to say something else. They will figure, well, somebody else is cleaning it up. I'll just keep doing it. So hopefully I can get photos of them one day, and we'll do that. I reported one, and he didn't want the $10,000 fine that Metro was going to hit him with. So he came back out and picked it up from Vegas. But it does happen. Yeah.
Okay.
I will reach out to the officer about if there's any input from BLM to see if we can move forward with that at least.
And the BLM officer told us over a year ago that they would bring a dumpster out, and sure, that hasn't happened yet. Right. So, yes, sir.
Would code enforcement help with some of that trash issue? Because I know a lot of that stuff is coming from the houses that have a bunch of it.
Well, I don't know, because it's a BLM land, right? So that's where we ride that fine line.
Like, if we're able to get code enforcement involved a little bit sooner of those houses that have...
I mean, yeah, that would be great, because that's been an issue ongoing for how long? How many years, Herb? A couple of years now, whatever. Yeah, code enforcement, like, they'll say they're going to come out, and then it takes forever for them to get here, and then when they get here, they ain't doing jack, and we do.
Right.
So, yeah. Yes, sir.
Is there any reason why we can't ask MDOT to use the dumpster they've got in their yard?
I don't know.
What was the question?
Is there any reason we can't get NDOT to use the dumpster that is in their yard?
We'd like to use it.
NDOT has a dumpster?
They have to use the one back here, and all of a sudden they've changed my schedule for when they're picking up back here. So, you know, why I was overflowing back there all week until they finally picked it up today. So I've kindly asked people not to do that until I know what's going on. But
they changed the whole town schedule. They didn't come Monday. They came today.
Yeah.
So... that happened to us. Yeah, it's an issue, but we'll do our best with it.
Until we can
catch them and take
hold.
No.
There's got to be a company that makes them hazardous.
I did a field trip at the services. I was asking about that.
I had something with them.
They said that we would need to partner with somebody in order to handle that hazardous.
I had to recall
those
before.
That's what we were just talking about.
So the Earth 911 was who she recommended me to for the hazardous.
Earth
911.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So.
Anybody? Yes, here.
Back in the day. Republic Service used to bring a truck for those for that stuff, for that paint and oil and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gone over that. They don't want to participate. It's
It's all finances, man. And it's all.
No, and it used to be free because now they want to charge for it.
Right, now they want to charge.
They won't do anything for free out here, right?
Right.
So that should be on our wish list?
Yeah. Speaking of the wish list, it was discussed last December. However, our previous liaison suggested to leave it for the next town board meeting because of the new commissioner and staff. Because remember, Marcelo was leaving, and I don't think that it ever got picked up. I think that it kind of fell through the cracks because of the change of hands. Because I can't find another mention of it in any of the minutes.
Okay.
For the budget discussion.
Okay.
We bought a dumpster. Can we put that on the wish list? I don't know anyone with a truck that can move it, but suppose the town owned our own dumpster.
Who's going to pick it up?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are services you can have come move it, like the ones that deliver Connexes.
So...
I mean, someone would have to deliver it to
the suggestion is that the town purchase their own dumpster or
just
dumpsters to be positioned on somebody's property because it won't be on this property that we're sitting on, I guarantee you that. And we'll set it somewhere, and the town needs to know, take your crap there, put it there, and hopefully it doesn't spill over the sides.
Well,
and then some truck
place.
Company, garbage company will come, I mean, not a bad idea, but a company will come get it and take it in for us.
Yeah, I mean, we're having such a hard time getting someone to let us use one or rent one or however it works. I don't see how it being much more expensive than a Connex. They're about $2,000, $3,000.
For the Connex?
For a Connex. For a 20-foot Connex.
Put your garbage in?
No.
No, he was just using it.
Just
as a
comparable to a dumpster.
Oh, a dumpster. Okay. I'm not kind of grasping what you're.
Well, I mean, I understand
the dumpster.
The point,
I understand the dumpster business.
Yeah, we obviously couldn't leave it up there at dump.
would you take the podium, please?
Can you take the podium?
Think that it would be very convenient to have one up there at dump, but it's BLM land. Obviously,
right.
They probably aren't going to want us to leave a dumpster up there, but
right.
I think if we're making a wish list, it couldn't be a bad asset to have for the town.
Can you state your name and address for the
Joseph
minutes?
Joseph Rapala. Can you say my address?
5390 East Winston Lane.
Still learning the address.
So the town getting their own dumpster and stuff, I'm with you on that. And it'd probably be a couple dumpsters and stuff. It would have to be on a certain property.
They could be strategically placed.
Right.
Have a gate
right.
Constructed. Put a gate around a lock gate.
Right, like an apartment complex.
Yes.
Right.
Closes at 5, maybe.
Right, you could even
you
lock
close
it.
At 5 o'clock.
Certain dumpsters, you can lock the lid.
Okay, and then we'd have to get this company to come get it and dump it for us.
I think there's plenty of transport companies that will blindly come pick up your dumpster and take it to the dump.
Okay. Okay, not a bad idea.
It's worth looking into.
Just something with oil in it.
Well, they're going to put everything in the world in it. So we'd have to find out what our responsibilities would be as a township and plus the finances for a township that Clark County would allow us to do such a thing and have the monies to do so. That would be my question to the county commissioner.
We pour a pad, a 20 by 20 concrete pad. Maybe 30 by 20, concrete pad, with the fencing. Have the dumpsters in there. Maybe one dumpster's marked for hazardous, whatever, the other dumpster, regular stuff. Gated, fenced, locked, and secured. Just gotta find the land to put it on.
Recycled.
You need the land, you need who's gonna be responsible for locking
it. We might be able to find some locals that might get a tax break from offering such a service.
Mm-hmm. A lot of land.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that have vacant land or just extra
idea
land.
To look at right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Thank you for hearing my idea, guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Tax break. Wonderful. Okay, I got a piece of land. No, I'm not my property. Okay, anybody else for that?
Huh?
Yes, sir. Alex?
Could you spell your last name for me?
YACHAMIN 15445 Innovation Drive, San Diego. Good evening, everybody. My name is Alex Yashanin. I'm from EDF Power Solutions. We're still developing the Bonanza Solar Project about 5 miles down the road. I understand in the last meeting maybe there were some rumors swirling around that the BLM had, you know, canceled some other solar projects. Bonanza was not impacted by that. We are certainly impacted just by the general delays with the BLM. They're effectively not open for business for renewable energy right now. They're really only processing leases for oil and gas. But we're still moving forward with the Department of Transportation. We're still moving forward with Clark County. We're still more or less on track to hopefully start construction in the middle of 2027 and come online in the end of 2028, though that may be pushing into 2029 right now. Of course, we still don't have our BLM permit yet, so that's something that we're hoping, if the BLM kind of reopens for business for renewable energy sometime early next year, that we could get that process back started. And just for more context on where we are in that BLM process, we're just waiting on what's called our final environmental impact statement to be published. The thing's already written, and it was like already approved. They just aren't allowed to publish it under current guidance. But that's where we're sitting right now, and like I said, we're continuing to push to proceed forward with permitting through the county and through DOT. And I'm happy to answer more questions specifically about the project or whatever you want to ask me afterwards. And then some other just general updates. I'm happy to share that we were able to get some donations through to some local food banks. I think one was through Celestial Mana that Tracy helped out with. And another one we actually went through Indian Springs High School. And then we're also looking forward very much to participate in the National Night Out event. We will be here. We've got a table and some handouts. I think we've got flashlights and first aid kits, if I remember correctly. So we're really looking forward to that event and future events to come. And as always, if there are other opportunities to help out with issues that are identified by the town, EDF and Bonanza Project, as well as folks at higher up at the county, we are here and willing to help out and fund those types of opportunities. So thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Or I'm happy to say afterwards as well.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, anyone else tonight?
Me, one more thing.
Okay.
I don't know if there's more. I forgot. We actually had gotten these, and it could be something wild out here when it's dark, and those that go running at night or early in the morning.
Yeah,
so everybody, we've got reflective bands for everybody.
The kids
and
on bikes.
Yes, exactly.
I would
so,
actually.
There we go.
Cool.
Yeah. There we go. Out.
The teens that walk around.
Exactly. So especially when you're talking about walking, you know. So we'll get everybody.
Thank you very much.
I have extras if anybody else needs both arms.
All right, our next meeting is January 15th, 2026. And we are here.
Generator.
For the wish list.
Emergency services for generator.
That has never gone off the wish list.
I know, but you go back on.
Okay.
They were looking at
now
it.
You can
find out where it's at.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. We are adjourned.
Yeah. I need to ask about that because they were looking. Our Kim was looking. Let's see what's up. How are you?